Cowboys are watching from the sidelines during their bye week. Next up, the Giants visit Texas Stadium on October 10th. The Cowboys HSOs continue on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
4:13. Good afternoon, everybody. This is the Hard Line here on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
Thank you.
And it is time now for us to stop down for a little bit of
entertainment news for you.
This is brought to you by Jack Daniels and by Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. Now, the Cowboys are off this week, but
we'll be back next
New
week.
York football Giants come rolling through here next weekend. And Texas Tickets has fabulous seats for that game. All of a sudden, a game which looked like such a dud on the schedule when it first came out, now doesn't look that bad, does it?
Not anymore.
No.
If you're a Cowboy fan, why wouldn't you want to be in the stands?
You sure would. You got to be in the stands if you're a Cowboy fan. So call Texas Tickets, 214-696-8001. You know, the great Daryl Johnston will be doing that game on TV. Sure will.
We'll take your little mini TV with you.
Right. And remember, if it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. So let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality. Listen to the fans. They love him.
Why wouldn't they?
Or they did.
He's a dancing snake.
Stop it.
Here is Cobra.
Thank you, Michael. Welcome to the fourth most popular segment this station has to offer. Let's see.
Kick it.
Let's start off with rock and roll. We're tonight in Philadelphia. It is a vote for change as Bruce Springsteen and R.E.M. will be trying to sway your vote to the Democratic side. This is the big concert. It starts tonight. This is Springsteen, R.E.M., Dixie Chicks, James Taylor, Pearl Jam.
Who?
Pearl Jam, Jackson Brown, Jam. Bonnie Raitt, John Mellencamp, and a host of others.
Here's what I want to know. You know, since they're out and they're on this big, big liberal Democratic kick.
Right.
Now, are they just so pro-Kerry, or are they just anti-Bush?
No, they are pro-Democrat. If you were the Democratic nominee, then they'd be for you. It doesn't matter.
Because most of those guys, it's a little bit more beneficial to them personally to have Republicans in it.
Money-wise?
Yeah.
Well, they don't care about that. I think they have enough money to where they're just embarrassed about Iraq. And you know how the liberals are. They don't want to be in any war, you know? They want no part of this. Now, it's kind of smart.
I just wonder how many of those people really, really know the issues and know what's going on.
Very few.
And how many of them are just following the lead of somebody else.
Very few.
You know, a guy like...
They can make it sound good, though. If you ask them a question, they can probably make it sound real good. They probably have certain things rehearsed.
Like, I've heard Michael Stipe talk before.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's a pretty informed guy.
Yeah.
You know, Bruce Springsteen, I've got my doubts about.
Springsteen?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have my doubts about him.
I've got my doubts about him on the issues.
I bet you he's pretty squared away.
Those Dixie sluts, you know what?
You think James Taylor is informed?
I would imagine that all of those guys are up on things.
I think they're informed enough, like I said, if some reporter walked up and said, okay, here's the deal, they want to, you know, be like you and question their knowledge, I think they're well-versed enough on certain issues. I'm not saying that they're, you know...
I'm not saying their knowledge. I'm just saying just knowing exactly what they're standing for. Because a lot of the issues on the right are issues that a lot of these guys embrace anyway.
My question is, now, they're very smart. This is a 10-day deal, and it kicks off in Philadelphia. They're going to be in Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, North mm-hmm. Carolina, Florida, mm-hmm. Minnesota, Wisconsin, mm-hmm. Iowa, mm-hmm. Missouri. Washington, mm-hmm. Arizona, mm-hmm. and D.C.
Are those all swing states?
Yes, those are the big swing states. But it's not just going to be in the big cities. They're going to be all over the states. There's going to be like six different concerts going on in the six city, biggest cities of each state. So
that means somebody's playing Altoona?
Altoona?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Isn't that a federal prison?
Well, I thought it was a fairly big city in Pennsylvania. No?
I don't know. Pittsburgh, Erie, State College, Reading, and Wilkes-Barre. Mm-hmm. That's the Pennsylvania mm-hmm. cities. But
what about York?
What about York? But are people just going to see a concert, or are they going because, hey, man, I want to change some things, too? Or are they just going? Because if I lived in one of these states, I'd go, but I damn sure it's not going to make any difference to me what they're saying. I just want to hear them perform.
Any
I don't
hot
care.
Bitches?
What, Danny?
Any hot bitches?
I didn't say that.
You know, Danny?
I didn't say it.
We're talking about...
That was a drop, and you know it.
Politics.
Do we?
I don't know.
Place.
I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, most of the people... And if I'm the Republicans, I have somebody out there. I have somebody out there...
Doing
exit polls when people leave. just getting and finding out if they... You know, if this swayed their vote one way or the other. You know, if they're registered... I wonder how many people that are going to go to these concerts are registered voters.
Well, see, that's the thing. I think this is the main goal, is to get these kids... You know, mainly these are going to be people between the age of 18 and 30... who probably aren't registered to vote, so they're trying to get them to register first and foremost.
Well, are these guys going to play, or are they going to get up there and pontificate?
Oh, no, they're going to play, and they're going to pontificate. I mean, you know there's going to be a lot of rhetoric out there.
Mm-hmm. I'd love to go to the concert.
And
it's a good bill.
When I went and saw The Dead, as Bob mm-hmm. Weir told me, personally, on both nights, he grabs a mic and he goes...
Well, he probably did, because you were in the VIP tent from a limo.
True.
Yeah, and he could get to you.
He said, hey... Everybody remember to vote, and remember to vote good, because if all the deadheads in the state of Florida would have voted Democrat, then we wouldn't be in this mess that we're in. Meaning if all the burnout hippies would vote and put down their bong for 10 minutes just to walk down to the local polling area, then Al Gore would be the president. And you know what? The world would be perfect if Al Gore was president. The whole world would just be perfect.
You know what, I'm betting that he wouldn't have done something. What would they think if we did nothing because of 9/11? That we just...
Everything's cool.
We didn't invade Afghanistan. We didn't do anything. We just sit back and took... Is that better? I'm not saying that what we're doing in Iraq is the right thing. There were there were horrible miscalculations, but what were we supposed to do? Nothing?
Just keep partying, man.
Mm-hmm.
Just lay it on the line. Keep going.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Feel the magic power. Mm-hmm.
Just don't think that any kind of regime change is going to be...
Fight the good fight.
Mm-hmm. So when Kerry takes over office, you don't think that the Iraq situation will just poof, just be all better?
Puff! No, poof.
You know, it took Nixon. It took him a couple years, and that's what he ran on, that he was going to get us out of Vietnam, and he eventually did, and we saw what happened.
What? Disco?
Yeah, disco.
Thank you. Every time I have a punchline, I like to hear that music. There's going to be a new daytime television show.
Side to side.
Not the whole song. There's going to be a new daytime television show, and your host will be Tyra Banks. She is signed to host her own syndicated talk show.
Oh,
my.
Come on, man.
Not only is she a woman, she's an African-American woman. We don't need to be calling them. She is beautiful.
And she's fat.
A little overrated.
Now, isn't she known
instantly?
The epithet I just threw out could very accurately describe her, huh?
Yeah.
And she's got a sweater full of fun.
She does have a lot of beef in her sweater.
What did I say about her?
Bitch. Right.
Mike.
Every time she's been on Oprah, Oprah's numbers rise by as much as 10% among women 18 to 34, which is all the daytime talk show wants. They want the coddled, spoiled, rotten, no-working, slimeball women who stay at home.
Corby.
That's just a joke. hopefully my wife gets to stay home at some point.
They want the frog.
Move your head from side to side.
I don't know why that'd be such a coveted demographic.
Women
really.
18 to 34?
Yeah. It's not like they got a lot of buying power.
Oh, don't they? Don't they?
I don't think they do.
They hold the key, though.
Yep.
They hold the key. They can withhold the nookie.
Yeah.
Nookie,
if they're that age and they've had a kid and they're staying at home, who wants it anyway?
You know what? I'm going to get off my chair. I'm going to walk over to you. I'm going to get a high five. Thank you.
God, that was gay.
Mike Ryder.
Was it? Was it gay?
Do white people need to be high-fiving?
That was pretty soulful, actually.
Yes.
Yeah, you and Reiner.
That's right. I give soulful high fives because I'm from the hood.
According to Television Productions president Jim Parator, Tyra's really emerged as a role model for the next generation of young women. She has a feel for this generation of women, and she's worked with women for a long time.
Huh.
Yeah. So, we got that going for us.
Yeah, that's really a story of not much consequence.
It got a high five, didn't it?
And one that we spent a long time on.
This is a very interesting story. A University of California professor has won a major case against the FBI after they refused to let him read their secret files on John Lennon.
Snape.
And I'm not reading this because of the guy's last name. The professor's name is Jonathan Weiner. He spent the past 20 years trying to get access
to
the...
How do you know it's not Weiner?
I don't know. W-I-E-N-E-R? Isn't that Weiner?
Could be Weiner.
I mean, I'd go by Weiner if I were the guy, but let's
not go... Not me. I'd go by Weiner.
You would?
I'd love if my last name was Weiner. Footlong Weiner...
And if your middle name was Footlong, Greg Footlong Weiner.
Cool. My last name was Weiner.
Notice
my Weiner in my pocket?
No. This guy spent 20 years trying to get the John Lennon files, but the FBI told him that some pages would never be released because they might pose a national security risk.
How?
I don't know. But on Tuesday... a U.S. judge rejected government arguments and ordered FBI officials to turn over their complete files for Weiner's studies. I'm interested to see what those things have on John Lennon. What the hell would they have
Weiner
on John?
Weiner studies? You're interested in those?
No, not Weiner studies. I'm interested in the John Lennon files and just what the hell they have on him. Joey is doing very well, well enough that... it is the first show of the new season to be picked up for the entire season.
I watched that last week because I TiVo'd
it. Is it funny?
It's not bad.
How is Drea De Mateo?
Terrific.
Let me tell you why I kind of frown on Joey, because I called my good friend Huey last night, and I said, hey, man, what are you doing? And he goes, I'm watching Joey. And it just sounded so gay.
It is.
I watched one episode. I think it was the second episode. It was pretty good. There were some funny lines in there.
And she's good? Does she look hot?
This is a Friends spinoff. I know that.
Come on, Greg.
Well, you know what? I just thought I'd give it a shot. I like her.
You're not going to give her a shot? You said you'd give her a shot.
I changed my mind.
You can't do it?
She smokes too much.
Can't fight through it?
No.
She's got like a 20-year-old kid on the show.
Yeah.
How old is she in real life?
Late 30s.
31.
Is she really only 31?
Yeah.
Boy, that's going to be...
documentation.
Well, look it up on the internet. You got a computer right in front of you, you moron.
Do you understand how far away that thing is?
It's 1 inch.
Right.
Joey is the third most watched comedy of the fall season.
I love that.
Averaging 16.3 million viewers since its debut. Among sitcoms only, Everybody Loves Raymond and 2 and a Half Men have played to bigger crowds. By the way, 2 and a Half Men, funny. That's the Charlie Sheen.
Is it
funny?
Never watched that. I'll tell you what I did watch, though. I watched that Listen Up.
Oh, the George Costanza show? Whatever his name is now? How's that?
I won't watch another one.
Really? It's that bad?
It just wasn't funny. It just wasn't that good. There are no funny shows out there.
Everybody Loves Raymond's funny. You've never seen it.
I guarantee it. It's not funny. Yeah, I'm sure when it's rolling at your house, that's what you hear, right?
Just that real cut-off laugh.
Grego's right. She turned 31 in January.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's...
You know, sometimes I do give out factual information.
Once in a while.
All,
yeah, every now and
bad.
Then. But did you hear how surprised Danny was? You know, Grego's right.
I know. I get no respect. None. That's why one of these days I'm going to be late for a meeting.
That's his Gordon laugh.
You're going to wonder where it is, and you're never going to hear from me again. I'm going to be gone.
Where are you going to go?
The Hammer.
Colorado.
Take me with you.
No,
Uncle Hammer.
I'm going to be getting away from y'all.
Please.
Will you adopt me, Hammer?
No. I'll just be gone.
I would love it if you'd be my stepfather. I think that would be wonderful.
Well, you'd have to marry your mom.
Wait a minute. My adopted father? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Don't marry my mom, man.
Hey,
that ain't cool.
You have to fight LeVar to do that.
That's true. You have to go right through LeVar Arrington. Any of you sons of bitches try to get on my mom, I'm sicking LeVar Arrington on you. And that's the truth. Richard Avedon is dead. You know who he is, don't you?
Yeah, very well-known photographer.
Yes.
He died about, 3 weeks ago, and E! News is just now getting around to this?
He died today. Today. On this day.
I don't think he died today.
Richard Avedon died Friday. He was 81.
I think that's last Friday.
No, it's not. He suffered a brain hemorrhage last month while on assignment in San Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
He died today.
San Antonio
though.
Is the home of brain hemorrhages.
What?
Do you think that's on the Chamber of Commerce wall, home of the Mexican and brain hemorrhages? Mm-hmm.
If it's not, it should be.
And bad barbecue.
And Bill Miller barbecue.
Right, Bill Miller barbecue.
Thank God. And Madonna's decided it's time to go back to college. She's so frustrated that she sacrificed her education for music. She's enrolled at Britain's Oxford University for a degree in English Lit.
Yeah, it's a shame she didn't go to college because we can see how badly music worked out for her.
Yeah.
It worked out great for her.
I'm being facetious. I'm kidding. Why would she say that? I feel bad for not going to college and forsaking that for a music career.
She's trying to get attention, that's all.
That's all she does, man.
Yeah, she is. That's all. What is she going to hate her?
I absolutely hate her.
I guess now these days she's too old to get attention with Nookie. So she's got to try something else.
You know what? She's not, though. I bet you by when she turns 50, she'll pose.
Naked?
Yes.
So like she'll be naked in
magazines?
I think so, again.
She's already done that.
I know, but, you know, it's just kind of like, hey, look at me. I'm 50. I'm holding up good. I'm not falling all over the place.
Too.
Face is kind of getting
tore up. Look
at
that. They're about to enjoy a Marlboro right there out of a flip-top box.
That a girl.
Flavor,
filter,
flip-top box.
So that girl has a flip-top box?
Yep. She sure does.
Interesting.
And that is E! News.
It's a weird disorder.
Okay. It's E! News, huh?
That's it.
All right. We'll regroup and figure out what to do next.
God.